This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've made an extremely difficult decision. I've been thinking about it for the last 4 or 5 years, and I've decided to retire from Fox, and I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss all the guys, and I'll see them occasionally. It has been a great run starting back 31 years ago.
Jimmy Johnson. I want to say a controversial thing in a minute about him. He's 81.
It's a head of hair.
I might have guessed, I think I would have guessed younger, like maybe significantly younger. But it's not so much that he looks younger. I guess, when did he, how old was he when he took over Dallas? I guess like 35, maybe. So it's, I don't know. This is what happens in life. As you get older, everybody seems, right. You can't believe their age.
Right.
81.
Yeah. Well, I guess maybe when I heard his age, I was like, really, that old? And part of it's because, I don't know, he still sounds really, like, you watch that show, like, Terry Bradshaw, what are we doing here? Maybe, like, that should be over. And he's not retiring that I know of. And I don't know how old he is, but holy cow, like, Johnson seems like...
He'd be like 75.
He could be competing in a spelling bee compared to Bradshaw sitting there. Like, Bradshaw just can't get it out anymore. He's very, really struggling. And I'm not making fun of him as much as just... observing that on TV, it's tough.
According to Wikipedia, Jimmy Johnson recruited Bradshaw as an assistant coach at Louisiana Tech.
All right.
I didn't know that. He also went to high school with someone very famous from a different genre. You want to try to guess who it is?
A different sport or a different entertainment?
Outside of sports.
Okay. Entertainment field?
Yes. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Oh, boy. What is this, college now?
High school. He's 81.
Black Sabbath guitarist Tony Iommi.
Close.
That can't be right.
How about Janis Joplin?
He's from England. Wow, that's good.
Port Arthur, Texas.
All right.
Jimmy Johnson went to high school with Janis Joplin. All the J's. You had to have JJ initials to get in.
Yeah.
That was the one prerequisite.
And it did track, by the way. I looked up his Wikipedia page. He did start in TV when he left the Cowboys and then went back into coaching. Because we started off the show today.
Yes.
We were both a little confused by 31 years. Like, he was coaching the Dolphins in 99. What are we doing here?
But it wasn't in a row.
Right.
He started 31 years ago, then he took a break to coach Miami.
Right.
He was fun to beat.
Sure was.
When the Bills beat Jimmy Johnson's Dolphins, which they did a few times, not in the playoffs the one time, but that was fun after Shula retired. They ran him out of the sport, the Bills.
Yeah.
They ran off Don Shula. Controversial statement about Jimmy Johnson, and you already kind of did it. As an announcer, an analyst, not terrible.
Yeah.
Never minded him.
Mm-hmm.
Never really watched a lot of those pregame shows or anything, but sometimes you sort of have to. And he never bothered me.
Yep. I agree. Like, I'm not a fan of that show in particular. But, yeah, he's certainly – I want to do better than he's not the worst. it makes everyone on those shows is the worst, and that's not what I mean. He was – I could watch the show, and when he'd be talking, think like, okay.
Right. He was on Survivor. Did you know that?
I don't remember that.
Survivor Nicaragua.
Wow.
In 2010. He was in a tribe of people all 40 and up. He would have been, what, 65, 66 at that time? And he was voted out on day 8. They would have known who he was. Was it all celebrities? Like, Jimmy Johnson is on our Survivor tribe. I don't know. Do I want to vote him out? I think I do. Anyway, he is retiring.
I might not want to go head-to-head with him in any kind of a game that involves matching wits after, you know, he's responsible for that Herschel Walker trade.
That's right.
Just like,
that's right.
I'm going, get this guy out of here. he might pull one over on me. I don't want to get embarrassed.
Right. 803-0550, Sabres pregame at 6. We're in mock draft number 3 over here.
Oh, boy.
I tried to trade for the number 2 pick. All my picks next 2 years, same offer with the Browns. And they give you 5 chances to keep sweetening the offer. So I kept adding picks to the point where it says you have a 99% chance of this trade being accepted, and it still was rejected.
Well, I want to respect them for not letting you do that, but I'm not sure if that makes sense. Because I think almost any team would accept all of that, I think. Wouldn't they?
Almost any team. I think the Browns could. This is irrespective of Garrett.
I mean, especially considering this draft. I mean, we don't know about next year's draft, but like, if you don't think you're getting your quarterback because you just don't like the class and there isn't that much depth, it's, yeah, whatever, fine. I'll just take them all.
And I kind of do think the Browns could get away with punting it. If they didn't like Cam Ward or Sanders, they might not get a choice, one or the other, but if they didn't like their options there, I think they're a team that could get away with punting it. You got to embrace the stench, I believe is how we put it on ADP chasing this morning. Just like, they're always bad. And if you draft Cam Ward and you just don't really like him, and you do what? That for 2 or 3 years just to prove a point or something? You can't. We did the list of veterans. Nothing looks good there. Maybe I'll just sort of trade Myles Garrett and draft as many good players as I can and somehow next year get to a point where I get a better idea at quarterback. I'm not sure what Kevin Stefanski's footing is
right there.
He's won Coach of the Year twice. So it's, to me, different than like Dable with the Giants. Boy, although he did win it once.
It would be really unfair, I think, if a guy that was, you know, the decision to make the move for Watson, the draft capital, the contract, I mean, all of it in its entirety, was made above his level. And sure, I mean, he was going to have to try to make it work. And that was always a weird fit, right? Like, wasn't there right from the start? Just his offense, Watson's skill set, is this going to really work? But if the owner held that against him, with all the baggage that Watson came in there with, man, that would be really tough. So I would think Coach of the Year twice, I think pretty respected offensive mind, but I think the owner should give him the leeway to, like, if we don't get a guy this year, wait until next year and we'll get it right. Because they're not going to be able to make up all the ground they have to make up in 1 year. I mean, they're gonna eventually have a pile of money, unless they see the Watson contract all the way to the end, which I can't even imagine. There's 2 years and like $90 million or something left on that at this point.
That's really their excuse.
Holy moly! And then you're gonna have some debt with a Garrett move if it comes. Like, you gotta kind of just not just punt a draft, punt the next year, which I think is what you're saying. Like, just give him the time, because judging him on this, I mean, the Watson move has crippled the franchise to such an extent that one of the best players in the league wants to leave you now. That's not Stefanski's fault. He's just circumstantially, he's in the middle of it, and he couldn't make Watson work whenever he was healthy for the, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes of his Browns career where he was healthy. It was always the shoulder and then the Achilles and then Achilles again. Oh, my gosh. None of that should really stick to him, I don't think, the coach. I don't say that it won't, but I just don't think it's really fair if it does.
If it does, he'll be hired somewhere else. Yep. I don't know if it'll be in the proverbial 5 minutes after he's fired, but I would think his resume is probably good enough. Sabres and Canadiens tonight. Pre-game coming up in about 20 minutes. The Sabres lost to Montreal on Saturday, so that's two in a row, and that's not allowed. They told us two in a row would not be allowed, unless one was in overtime, which was not the case.
Right.
Would not be allowed. 3-1-1, what is it, four times then win your last three games, or was it five times originally? I think it was five times.
Five times.
28 games. So, yeah, it's going to be tough now, but it already was.
Facts.
Facts. We'll talk to Paul at 6. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Stay tuned. This is WGR.